First of all, I want to thank all the sponsors for tonight's shiur. You are the guys who continuously make this happen. So it's bizkut you and your contributions that we could continue to speak words of Torah. I wanted to share with you some thoughts on Pesach, in general on Pesach, and also more specifically on the Haggadah. So first things first, I want to discuss with you. The mitzvah of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. So one of the main mitzvot, we have a few mitzvot on the night of Pesach. One of the main mitzvot is telling over the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim, of how we came out of Mitzrayim, how our nation, thousands of years ago, escaped and came out of Mitzrayim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy. What's the big deal of telling over the story? So you find by other Yamim Tovim, we have actions that we do. Also on Pesach, we have actions. We shake the lulav, we blow the shafar, we eat matzah, maror, so on and so forth. But one of the mitzvot of the day, or of the night, is to tell over the story, is to be misaper, to tell over the story of Yitziat Mitzrayim, how he came out of Mitzrayim. What's the depth of this mitzvah? What's really going on with this mitzvah? What's this coming to accomplish? So let's start from the beginning. Let's start from Mitzrayim, when the Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. So there was a man on the top of the world. His name was Paro. Paro was a person, he wasn't a dumb person. He understood very well who the Jews are, who they come from, and what their kochot are. So he wanted to go to the source. He wanted to attack one of our strongest weapons. One of our strongest weapons he wanted to attack and eliminate that. So that he could attack us. Because he knows that without this one weapon, we are nothing. We are worth nothing. What was that one weapon? Dibur. Dibur is speech. Dibur, speech, is what allows us to be mitpalel, to daven, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what allows us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he came, Paro came, and he contaminated the Dibur. He contaminated the Dibur that Am Yisrael had. That's why Paro, his name Paro, if you split up the letters, it makes up two words. What are the two words? Pe-ra, bad mouth. Why bad mouth? Because he took the mouth, he took the Dibur of Am Yisrael, he took away our kochot, our tremendous abilities that we have with our mouths, and he replaced it with contamination. That's why Moshe lost his speech. Where did he lose his speech? In whose home? In whose palace? In Paro's palace. That's where he lost it. Because Paro, he knew exactly what to attack. He knew what to attack in a person. The Navi refers to Paro as the Tanina Gadol, as the great snake, the big snake. So many of the Sfarim say that in a way Paro is compared to a snake. In a way, he has the same attributes as the Nachash HaRishon, the first Nachash in the creation. And what was the mistake of the first Nachash? What was his Avera? He used his Avera with what? With his speech, with his Dibur. That he went and he spoke Lashon Hara. So Paro followed in his footsteps, because Paro is this mini snake. He followed in his footsteps. And he also wanted to contaminate the Dibur. That's why we find that Moshe's first exposure to Am Yisrael, right? Moshe went, he went to go and see in the well-being of his brothers. And what happened was that he saw two people fighting. Long story short, he killed the Mitzri, he killed the Egyptian person. And then another Jew saw him. And the other Jew said to him, "Ah, I know exactly what you did. I know exactly what you did, and I'm going to go and tell on you. I'm going to go and tell the government, I'm going to go tell Paro and his right-hand men on you. I know exactly what you did. You just killed a Mitzri, you just killed an Egyptian." So right then and there, the Pasuk says what? The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Achen noda hadavar." He says, "Now I know why." Rashi explains, what does it mean, "Now I know why"? Now I know why what? So Rashi explains, "Now I know why Am Yisrael is in Galut." Why are they in Galut? Because they have malshinim, they have people that go and say Lashon Hara, they have people that use their speech in a negative way. Now I know exactly why they're in the Galut. And that's why when we were in Mitzrayim, this is brought down in the name of the Ari HaKadosh, the Arizal says that our Dibur was in Galut. Our dibur, our speech was in galut, our speech was in exile. That means we were handicapped in a way. We couldn't use our speech in the proper way. We couldn't use our abilities that come with speech, that come with dibur, in the proper way. We weren't able to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were so caught up with all this, with our enslavement, that we weren't able to open our mouth and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, it's not a coincidence, but the Pasuk says in Shemot, Perek Bet, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, and it wasn't those days. And the king of Mitzrayim died. King of Mitzrayim died, meaning Paro died. A few psukim later, it says that they started davening. They started crying out to Hashem. The Bnei Yisrael started crying out to Hashem. What? Dafka after Paro died, they started crying out to Hashem? Yeah! Dafka after Paro, that one who was attacking our dibur, the one who was not allowing us to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not allowing us, he was causing a disruption, a disconnection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dafka then, yeah, we were able to open our mouths, we were able to go and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if one pays attention to Psukim, from that point on, things started opening up for Am Yisrael. Things started getting a little better and a little better and a little better. And that all happened when what? When we were able to open our mouths, when we were able to be mitpalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were able to cry out, to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person must understand that more often than not, the cause of certain hardships, the cause of tzarot, the cause of galut, is what? Is because we are not praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our speech. I'm not making this up, this is brought down in Chazal. The Imahot, the mothers were barren, they were not able to have children, right? What does the Midrash say? Why are they akarot? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mit'aveh b'tfilatan shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the tfilot of tzadikim. And that's why sometimes in order to squeeze out a tfilah from a Jew, in order to squeeze out one little action, one little effort of tefillah to Hashem, one little prayer to Hashem, Hashem must what? He must press you a little bit. He must put you under some hardships. He must put you under some tzarot, because he knows that the nature of a Jew is that when he's pressed against the wall with tzarot, instinctively he goes to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem knows that. And that's why sometimes he puts us in galut. He puts us in our personal or even a national exile. And that's why the whole tikkun of Leil HaSeder is what? Is with dibu, is with your mouth. The whole night revolves around what? Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim. We don't need any action to bring out to be Zechel Yitziat Mitzrayim, Zechel Yitziat Mitzrayim. No. We are Dafka with our mouths, telling over the whole story of Yitziat Mitzrayim. Dafka with our mouths. Why? To be mitaken the dibur that was in Galut. The dibur, our speech, which was in Galut, which was handicapped. We weren't able to use it. We weren't able to use our kochot ha-dibur in Mitzrayim. And only once we started using it, only once that happened, dafka then things started turning in the right direction for us. So that's why we don't find this by many mitzvot. One of the only mitzvot you find this, kol ha-marbe l'saper b'tziyat Mitzrayim, hareze meshubach. Right? So again, pashut pshat is what? What's a simple understanding? Listen, the mitzvah is to be misaper b'tziyat Mitzrayim. The mitzvah is to go and tell over the story. The more the better, the more you do the same way, the more tzedakah you give, the better. The more you tell over the story, the longer you stay up at night, the better. But no, that's the pashut pshat. But one could also say that what? That the more you do it, the more you're being mitaken, that dibur that was in galut. The more you are accomplishing what you're supposed to accomplish on this night, and that is making the most out of your dibur. So a person must understand, Leil HaSeder, that the dibur is so, so, so important, so holy, our dibur that comes out of our mouths. It's so important. And just as important as that is, that's how detrimental, that's how bad dibur could be. Negative dibur could be. Lashon Hara, and speaking about divrei chol in the Seder, it's a holy time period. It's a holy time period. We should try to make the most out of our koch of dibur that we have received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also to know that anytime you were in a tzara, anytime you're found in a tzara, anytime you're found in a personal galut, always understand that the first thing you have to turn to is dibur, is tefillah. That's the first thing you have to turn to. And with that, more often than not, things will get solved. Things will get resolved. things will turn out to be okay. Once you understand that everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you attribute both the bad, or seemingly bad, and the good to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you understand that everything's coming from Hashem, so let me go ask Abba to help me out. If Abba is making this happen, let me go and pick up the phone and call him up. Once a person understands that, zeo, things will turn to the right way. That's one idea I wanted to share with you. Another idea I wanted to share with you is just a few ha'arot, a few questions that I had on the actual Haggadah itself. So in the beginning of the Haggadah, we start off with what? Halach ma'anya. Halach ma'anya diachalu avatana be'arad Mitzrayim. This is the bread of affliction that our fathers ate in Mitzrayim. So on and so forth. So what does it say towards the end of it? Hashatahacha l'shana haba'ah. At this time next year, be'arad Yisrael. We should be in Eretz Yisrael. We should be in Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says in Halach ma'anya. So now the question is, we're starting Magid. Magid tells over the whole story of how we escaped Mitzrayim. Not only that, but it also prefaces it with what? With how we even got to Mitzrayim. So we start telling over the story of how we ended up in Mitzrayim. First Yaakov, and then Ashvatim, and then we went in small numbers, and then we multiplied, so on and so forth, and then we tell over the whole gist of our stay in Mitzrayim, and the enslavement that we had to endure. And then all the way at the end of Magid, we discuss Ilu Otzianu Mitzrayim and so on and so forth, the Dayenus, all the Dayenus. At the end of the Dayenus, what's the last one? Hichnisanu L'Eretz Yisrael Uvana Lanu Et Beta Bechira. Right? Okay. So at the end of Magid, it tells us, Baruch Hashem, Hashem, thank you Hashem for bringing us into Eretz Yisrael after you took us out of Mitzrayim. You brought us into Eretz Yisrael, very nice. And you built for us a Beit HaMikdash, very nice, beautiful. That, in a way, caps off the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Okay, question number one. Why are we beginning the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim with a prayer to end up in Eretz Yisrael? We're beginning the story of how we left Mitzrayim with Eretz Yisrael. That didn't happen until later. Hence the fact that at the end of the Haggadah, we mention, thank you Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim, and then the Makot, and then the Matan Torah, da 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 da, and then finally you brought us into Eretz Yisrael and gave us the Beit HaMikdash. So why is this being mentioned all the way in the beginning? Question number one. Question number two, why is Eretz Yisrael being mentioned to begin with? Over here, we're talking about the story of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, the story of how we left Mitzrayim. Okay, you want to tell me that in order to tell us how we left Mitzrayim, first tell me how we got there. Okay, so we shared the story of how we got to Mitzrayim. But why? What happened after we left Mitzrayim? That's not relevant. That's not for tonight. The story, the mitzvah of Leila Seder is not Sipur Hachnasat Eretz Yisrael. It's Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. So why are we mentioning Eretz Yisrael to begin with? Question number two. Question number three. All the way at the end of Magid, Rabban Gamliel haya omer, kol shelo amar shlosha devarim, whoever did not say these three things, he's not yotze the mitzvah of the Haggadah, of Magid. What are those three things? Pesach, Matzah, Umaror. What's Pesach? What's Pesach? Korban Pesach. What's Matzah? We ate Matzah when we left Mitzrayim. What's Maror? I know what the actual vegetable is, but what does it correspond? Bitterness of being enslaved in Mitzrayim. The slavery in Mitzrayim. So now let me ask you a simple question. Let's try to put this in order. We have Pesach, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Matzah, that's when we were commanded to bake matzot, and when we didn't have time for it to rise, so on and so forth, so it looked like a cracker. Very nice. And Maror represents what? How the Mitzrim embittered our lives. What should come first? Maror should come first. Why is Pesach and then Matzah and then Maror all the way at the end? Question number three. Again, to recap, three questions, and we're going to come tie everything together with one answer. Question number one. In the beginning, all the way in the very beginning of the Haggadah, we mention Eretz Yisrael. Hashata acha l'shana ba be'arad Yisrael. Why? Question number two. All the way at the end of the Haggadah, we cap it off, we sign it off. With what? Thank you, Hashem, for bringing us into Eretz Yisrael. Listen, it's not Eretz Yisrael Pride Day today. It's Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim today. Why are we mentioning Eretz Yisrael? There's a time and a place for everything. Question number three: Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Seemingly, it's out of order. The answer is the following: the Tashbetz, who is one of the Rishonim, comments on why we end off the Haggadah by saying thank you to Hashem for bringing us into Eretz Yisrael and building us the Beit HaMikdash. Now he doesn't explain why, but he makes it a point to say that from the very fact that the Baal Haggadah places this in the Haggadah, that means that what? It's part and parcel with Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. It's part and parcel with it. To the extent that what? If you left this out, you're not Yotzeh, Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. You're not Yotzeh, telling over the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. If you did not mention, all the way at the end of the Haggadah, that Hashem, thank you for allowing us to enter Eretz Yisrael, if you failed to mention that, if you left that out, you are not Yotzeh, Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. You're not Yotzeh, Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. So what's pshat? Listen to this beautiful thing that the Shem Yishmuel says in the name of his grandfather. The Shem Yishmuel says like this. On Shabbat we have a halacha. There's a melacha called hotza'ah. Hotza'ah means picking up an item and bringing it into another reshut hayachid. Okay? So taking out an item from one reshut, from one domain, and bringing it into another domain. That we all know is a halacha that is agreed upon by everyone. But now there is a prat, there is a condition that is built into the halacha. In order for you to be chayav, the melacha of hotza'ah, of removing an item from one domain to another domain on Shabbat, in order for that to be the full isu, there must be what's called an akira and a hanacha. There must be what's called, you have to lift it. You have to lift it. The same item, you have to lift. You have to go and place it down in the other domain. Just derech agav, parenthetically, the Sfat Emet says something beautiful. He says that Ner Chanukah, a Ner in general, represents Hitchatshut, renewal. Why? Because the flame always renews itself. The flame always renews itself. The flame that you see right now, a second later, it's not the same flame. And what's his proof? He says that if you take a candle that's lit with a flame and take it from Reshut HaRabim to Reshut HaYachid, you're not Chayav on Shabbat. It's not Asur. Why? Because the same flame that you took out of this Reshut, you did not bring into that Reshut. It's a brand new flame every single time. As the Sfat Emet says, that's why the Ner, candle, represents Hitchatshut, that one should always renew himself. Whatever, that's Derech Agav. But again, over here, the halacha is that the same item that you picked up from Reshut HaRabim, you have to go and place down in Reshut HaYachid. Otherwise, it's not considered melechet hotza'ah. It's not considered removing something from a domain. Unless you go and place it in the other domain. Says the Shem Yishmuel's grandfather, unbelievable guys. If this doesn't put goosebumps on your body, I don't know what will. Listen to this. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, which is one domain, and He did not bring us into Eretz Yisrael, it will not be considered Yetziat Mitzrayim. It will not be considered a Yetziat Mitzrayim. Because the same Bnei Yisrael that you took out of Mitzrayim, you do not go in place in Eretz Yisrael. It's not considered a Hotza'ah. It's not considered Yetziat Mitzrayim. And therefore, if the Yetziat alone happened, Hashem just took us out and then abandoned us on the way, in the Midbar, He says, you know what? I did so much for you already. Let me just drop you off here in the Midbar. You can care for yourselves. I took you halfway. Do what you have to do now. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not even take us out of Mitzrayim. That's what comes out of it. That's what comes out of it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's why, Rabotai, that's why we make it a point to mention all the way in the beginning of the Haggadah. All the way in the beginning. Hashata acha l'shana haba be'arad Yisrael. Ezrat Hashem, next year we will be in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because then Sipur Yitzhi Adam time is not complete. Then Sipur Yitzhi Adam time is not complete until, unless what? Until we enter Eretz Yisrael. And that's why, guys, I have to read this inside for you. Because if that did not put goosebumps on your body, then this will. The Pasuk says in Parashat Yitro, Perk Yutet, Pasuk Dalet, this is right before Matan Torah. It says, Atem Re'item, you saw, Asher Asiti LeMitzrayim, you saw what I did to Mitzrayim, Va'esa Etchem Al Kanfei Nesharim, and I lifted you on Kanfei Nesharim. Right? Kanfei Nesharim, the wings of eagles. Va'avi Etchem Elai, and I brought you to me. So now the simple understanding of the Pasuk is what? Is that you saw what I did to Mitzrayim in the past. In the past, right? Because we're by Matan Torah now, by Har Sinai. So in the past, you saw what I did to the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim. And you saw, you experienced that I brought you to me by way of the eagle. And I brought you to me to receive the Torah. Listen to what Targum Yonatan ben Uziel says. Unbelievable. He writes like this. Atun chamitun madi avadit lemitzrayeh. You saw what I did to Mitzrayim. Utanit yatchon al ananin. Hey ke'al gadfei nishrin min filosin. And you saw exactly, you experienced how. I took you on clouds. He says it's not lav dafka kanfei nishrin, the actual birds of the actual wings of an eagle. It was really ananei kavod. You saw how just like the wings of an eagle. He says, you saw how, you experienced how I took you out by way of the ananei kavod. Min pilosin. Pilosin refers to Ramses. Ramses is where they reached right after Yetziat Mitzrayim. Listen to this, guys. This is the key point. Ve'ovelit yatchon, and I brought you. La'atar bet muktasha, and I brought you to the Bet HaMikdash. The place of the Bet HaMikdash, Har HaMoriah. Le'me'evad taman pischa, to bring the Korban Pesach. On that night of Yitziat Mitzrayim, I took you out through Ananei HaKavod. Everything is talking in the past. Nothing is present. Everything is in the past. Hashem is telling them, you saw how while you're in Mitzrayim, I took you out with Ananei HaKavod. I brought you to Makom HaMikdash in order to do the Korban Pesach over there. Atavid Yatchon Lefilosin. And then what? I brought you back to Ramses. And then you continued from there until you got to Har Moriah, until you got to Har Sinai. Unbelievable. What happens, guys? Did you pick up on this? Listen to this. While they were leaving Mitzrayim, while they're on their way out, while they're bringing the Korban Pesach, Hashem said, wait one second. He took them on Ananei HaKavod. He brought them to the Bet HaMikdash. They brought forth the Korban Pesach in Makom HaMikdash. Hashem brought them back to Ramses, and from that point on, they continued their journey of Yetziat Mitzrayim. While in Yetziat Mitzrayim, Hashem brought them in. While in Yetziat Mitzrayim already. Unbelievable. The whole point of Yetziat Mitzrayim is what? Is in order to get to Eretz Yisrael. It's not an end goal on itself, in its own. It's a means to an end. And that's why, guys, this is amazing. Pesach Matzah Umaro. Pesach Matzah Maro. Why not Maro first? It should be in chronological order. The Maro, which is how they enslaved us, how they put us, they worked us, they gave us an embittered life. That should come first, and then the Matzah, which is the Geula, which we left Mitzrayim with, and then the Pesach, Korban Pesach, which we left Mitzrayim on our way out. We did it, and the Matzah on our way out. The Maro should go first. But what would happen then? What would happen then is that if the Maror came first, people are going to think that what? That the Geula that came, the Yitziat Mitzrayim that came, the reason why we're so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim is why? Because He freed us of the Maror. Because He freed us of the enslavement. Because He freed us of the embittered life in Mitzrayim. And we would be thankful for that alone. And we would say, Hashem, you know what? And that implies what? That implies that had we have had been in Mitzrayim, had we had stayed in Mitzrayim, but Hashem removed the maror from our lives, but Hashem removed the slavery, we would have been okay with that. That's what it would imply. If maror came first, that's what it would imply. It would imply that what? That Hashem, thank you so much for removing the maror from our lives. Thank you so much for removing it. But the bottom line is what? No, we shouldn't be thankful for that alone. We should strive to greatness. And that staying in the galut, but not being enslaved, that itself is suffering. We don't want that. We're greedy. We want to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's not enough that we stay in Mitzrayim and not be enslaved. That's what would happen if he wrote Maror and then Pesach and then Matzah. There's a mashal that Shimshon David Pinkus says. Rav Pinkus says like this: there was once a king who had a troubled son. Obviously, every mashal begins with a king and a troubled son. So the troubled son, the king says to his son, "Listen, one more time you pull this, you're a nudnik. One more time you pull this shtiyot that you're pulling. Zeo, goodbye. I'm sending you into this galut. I'm sending you into this exile to a place far, far away. And you're going to have to survive over there. You're not going to get the royal treatment from my palace anymore. Nigmar sipur." And lo and behold, the son, the prince, he did it again. He rebelled again against his father. And the king said, "Look, I'm sorry. I hate to do this. You're my son. I hate to do it. But I have to." And he sends him away with a few of his top officers to a place far, far away. Now obviously the father, the king, is a Rahman. He's the father. He's the king, he's the father. And he's Rahman, he has mercy. So therefore what? He sends his top officers, "Listen, go to the location where you dropped him off and check up on him. Don't bring him back. Check up on him, make sure everything's okay, make sure he's still alive. Make sure he's okay, take care of his needs, take some food and drink with you." So they go, they travel a long way. And they finally reach this place, they're looking around, looking. Finally they hear some yelling from inside a pit. And they go closer and closer and closer. They see that inside the pit, they see lo and behold, it's the prince. It's the son of the king. And they say, "Hey, are you okay?" "No, I have a broken arm, a broken leg. I'm hurt all around my body. I have wounds all over. Please, I need some help." Now, the two officers, they're two people. There are two options over here. They say if one of them falls in, he's not going to be able to come out. And they can't treat the prince from the top of the pit. It's very deep. So what did they decide to do? They said, "You know what? The orders of the king were to take care of the prince. And we have to do it even if we're going to fall in, and even if we're going to get injured, and even if we're not going to be able to come out. We have some food with us. We'll be able to survive for a couple of days. And whatever happens, happens. We are loyal officers of the king. We have to obey by the king's orders." And they both jumped in, and they hoped for the best. They both got, you know, critically injured, but they're conscious enough to care for the needs of the prince, and they bandaged him up, and they gave him food, and they gave him drink, and they said, "How do you end up here?" He said, "Yeah, it was a booby trap, this and that." Now there are three people in the pit, they don't know what to do. One of the officers remembered that the king, every single year, passes by all of the cities that he rules over. And they made the calculations, they made the cheshbonot, they said, on this day, the king is going to pass by this town. Let's try to remember on that day, we're going to take shifts. For these 2 hours, you're going to yell on the top of your lungs, calling for help. For the other 2 hours, I am. The other 2 hours, you are. And we'll have a rotation. And they did that. And then the king sees them. He hears them. He goes close to the pit. And he sees, "Oh, it's the two officers and my son. What's wrong? Everything okay?" And they tell over the whole story of how they ended up there and this and that. "What do you need? What do you need? Listen, we need something to drink. It's been a couple of days, we didn't drink anything." "Okay, what else do you need?" We need some food, please throw down some food. "We're starving over here. We're about to collapse, we're so weak." "Okay, what else do you need?" "Listen, I'm not going to be able to support my family from here. So please send someone back to my wife and my family and my kids and tell them that there's this secret hiding spot in the backyard. Tell them to dig, 5 feet to the right, 6 feet to the left, and then straight, and dig over there in that spot. There's a big chest with a lot of money. They should be able to survive for the rest of their lives." Tell them that I love them. Okay, what else? And they continue telling, you know, more and more things. What are they missing? The king says to them, you idiots. Ask for one thing, and everything will be solved. Ask me what? Take me out. Take me out. Take us out. You're asking me for food and drink in order to make your stay in the pit more enjoyable? Ask for something better than that. Take me out. Take me out. So, Rabotai, in the Galut, we're saying, ah, Hashem, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, Baruch Hashem, the weather is great today. I hope for great weather. Baruch Hashem, you know, I hope to win the lottery. Or, you know, even better. You know, Baruch Hashem, no, it's a very big chesed. That Baruch Hashem, I'm sorry to get into politics, but I'm not a politician, at Bichlal I'm not. But you know, everyone's saying, ah, Baruch Hashem, the new leader of the United States of America, and guys, I don't want any comments, please. The new leader of the United States of America, no, I'm being serious. The new leader is Baruch Hashem, you know, he's good for the Jews. He has a son-in-law that's a religious Jew, Baruch Hashem, and this and that, they care for us. Yeah, that's great. That's a tremendous chesed from Hashem. Yeah, it is. But you're striving for mediocrity? Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take us out. Take us out. You're asking for our stay in Galut to be as comfortable as possible? Ask for the entire Galut to be removed. That should be our mindset on Pesach. That the beginning of the Haggadah begins with Hashata Acha. The Haggadah ends with what? The Magid ends with what? With Vichnisanu Le'eretz Yisrael, and gave us the Bet HaBechira, gave us the Bet HaMikdash. It ends with that, because that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Take us out of Mitzrayim in order to bring us into Eretz Yisrael. It's a means to an end. It's a means to an end. And so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take us out of this long Galut, in order to bring us into Eretz Yisrael for that one reason only. Amen. To all enjoy, eat from the korban, eat from the zevachim umin ha-pesachim in Eretz Yisrael, together b'chabura achat, with one tremendous group together. We should all be zocheh. Hashem should carry us al kanfei nisharim with a direct flight, non-stop flight to Eretz Yisrael this Pesach Bezrat Hashem. Chag kasher u'sameach to everyone.